This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It is a sad day of remembrance for Americans. 9/11. 22 years ago, nearly 3,000 people died in the terror attacks here in the U.S. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Americans are looking back on the horror and legacy of 9/11 today, with people gathering at the memorial in New York City, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. James Giacconi, whose brother Joe was killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11, is helping read the names of the nearly 3,000 being remembered there.
Me and other family members come every year to hear our loved ones' names spoken. If their name is spoken out loud, they don't disappear.
His brother lives on in his memory and the memorial.
When the plane hit his building, Joe disappeared.
Julie Walker, New York.
Still on the run, that escaped killer in Pennsylvania. He's changed his appearance. He's clean shaven now on doorbell video images. He's been on the loose for almost 2 weeks. Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says they'll get him.
His choice is to go to prison for the rest of his life. He chooses not to do that. Unfortunately, that is not what's going to prevail in the long run. And so he is very determined. We are even more determined. He will be held to justice, and we're going to bring him back into custody.
More than 2,100 are known dead after that powerful earthquake in Morocco, and they expect that number to rise. Foreign search and rescue teams are helping. South Korean media says North Korea's Kim Jong-un apparently left for Russia this morning on a train for a possible meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is AP News. The AP Entertainment Update now.
Actors Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have apologized for writing letters asking for leniency for Danny Masterson, their co-star on That 70s Show. Masterson was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for rape last week. Kutcher and Kunis say the letters were not meant to undermine the victim's testimony.
How you bring a knife to a gunfight?
Rapper Lil Baby was rushed from the stage in Memphis, Tennessee on Thursday during his song Frozen when a man was shot. Memphis police say the victim is no longer in critical condition. Police believe the shooting was premeditated and targeted.
A cold shoulder, a closing time.
I Remember Everything singer Zach Bryan has apologized for what he calls mouthing off to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol when his security guard was stopped northeast of Tulsa on Thursday. Bryan was driving separately, and he cursed at an officer who ordered him back into his vehicle. Bryan was briefly jailed. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.